Good morning. My name is Tila. I'm 35 years old. Today is November the 9th, 2019. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, and I am with my mom.
Hi, my name is Carol Fayol. I am 55 years old. Today is November the 9th, 2019. We are in Baltimore, Maryland, and I am with my daughter.
So, hello, mom.
Hi.
This is, I guess something that we've never really had the time to sit down and talk about, as far as Tyrone JC passing goes.
No. The only time we did talk was when we came here to Roberta's house. It's been about 12 years for Tyrell, but it still seems like yesterday. And for JC, about 2 years. It's so deep down inside, it's hard for me to sometimes even remember a lot of things. I block a lot of stuff out of my head.
I wish we had a little bit more time with Tyrell though. Like, I feel like we had a really good childhood, even though they were boys and didn't listen. But I really would have wanted to see him interact with his kids and with his nieces and nephews, like JC had a chance to.
Yeah, that would have been really special.
That's
What is a good memory that you have? I know you have a lot of
oh
them, so
goodness.
just pick one of your favorites.
I don't know what I have favorites with each of them, but Tyrell's has to be my favorite one. Has to be when he did the saxophone for us in middle school with when we did the Supremes
Oh, Diana Ross and the Supremes, yeah.
and he played the saxophone. And with JC has to be just before he passed when we all went to King's Dominion. That was probably like the first family vacation we had gone on or outing we'd gone on with the kids and really had a really, really good time. It was no arguing, no stress. It was just the day couldn't have been any more perfect. Any more perfect. So
Oh,
we do it.
wow. Well, can you tell me something about your childhood? I mean, how was it growing up?
With two younger brothers, insane actually. Trying to, because I remember you suffering from migraines a lot, so a lot of times I had to kind of step in and help out, and I would always say, "You're not mom, you can't tell me what to do." But I think with that they still listen. And well, yeah, I don't know, we had a really good relationship, except me and JC when we were younger. We were always outside creating different games and playing in the trees and running around with the dogs and stuff. So that always was it, was fun. But I couldn't imagine myself actually having a different childhood from where we grew up at, especially having, you as a mom, you definitely helped us learn to love each other and to just show each other respect and forgiveness. And that was one of the biggest things that you and Dad taught us. And I know for me, I carry that on even now with my daughters. And watching you as a mom, I know it was a struggle, but I tell people all the time that you're my example as far as when if I ever did want kids, because I did not want
You
kids when
didn't
I
want
was young,
kids.
but if I ever did have kids, I told myself I would definitely want to be like how my mom was.
Oh,
But
that's really sweet.
I know it was hard for you having boys.
It seemed that way, but it seemed like I always had a house full of kids, though.
Yeah.
There was always children in the house.
Always.
Always.
Dad had a
I don't
fit.
understand how that happened, but.
Can you describe it? Like, what did that look like? When? What, is there a memory that comes to mind or a
Oh
moment?
my goodness. There's always a memory. There's always a memory. One of my favorites was they would always come to the living room and pretend that they were all in either a music video or pretending that they all are fashion models and trying to put on people's clothes and modeling. And those are really good memories. We would gather up outside and just play games, and we will always have something creative to do.
Especially
I loved creating things. You always tell me, Mom, this house is so, we got too much stuff in here. It's too much stuff in here. Christmas cards everywhere, lights everywhere, just everywhere.
As kids, we thought it was hilarious because literally it looked like an elf threw up. Like if you've ever seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, no, I never seen that movie.
It's how he decorated the inside of his dad's house.
Now you're going to have me watch.
You have to watch it. But it's definitely one of those memories that even talking to my friends now, that's something they never forget. They never forget about it. And I think a lot of times everybody came over because how much of a family unit we was. Because we didn't have anything material-wise.
No, we didn't.
But the environment itself was welcoming and loving, and everybody really wanted to just come and lounge around and do nothing and just be in a house that really genuinely felt love. So I know that was...
I know it was totally different from my childhood. I was one of seven, and I was like in the middle. So what I took from my childhood is I wasn't going to be that way when I got older. I wanted my children to experience love. I wanted them to know that each parent wanted them to be special and not force you to be something that you didn't want to be, encourage you to be who you wanted to be. And I tried to instill that in all the kids that came to the house that visited at the time.
Even now, like some of their parents, I remember still call you Miss Carol. Like they are older than you.
Yes.
Older than you. But when you sit and think about it, what makes you the happiest? Like just looking back at your grandchildren and your children now and basically your life in general, like what really makes you?
What makes me happy is knowing that all of you have accepted Christ and you lived your life according to how he wanted you to live. And knowing that they did that, even though I don't see them, oh God, I can't do that. Okay. Knowing that that all of you have accepted Christ as your Savior, those are the proud moments that I know that they were. All of you were great parents. You loved your children. I mean, I know y'all wasn't perfect, but you guys were not like your average child. I mean, if y'all was to do something that was not right. I know y'all never did anything disrespectful around me. You never did anything disrespectful to other parents because they always say y'all got the well-mannered children. Y'all children are so well-behaved. So knowing that you guys grew up to be wonderful adults, that's a joy in itself. Knowing that. That's why I can pretty much have a little peace in my life, knowing that all of you guys are living for Christ. Let's just say that. That's the one thing that I tried to instill in you, and plus the other children that came to the house, you know, let them know that it's not about you, it's about the Lord.
Definitely. Especially going to church every single day. Seems like it was never forced. I can honestly say that. We actually enjoyed going. I think even if we didn't go, we was like, well, why aren't we going? Because it was always, it was a really wonderful and engaging experience. And I think that definitely helped out. Like, because I've been to some churches, I'm like, I'm not coming back here.
Well, that's good to know that you guys enjoyed going, because I know we was there a lot. We was at church a lot. But I'm glad that, matter of fact, you guys would like force me. When are we going to the John Hanson, the inner city? When are we going there? You know. So, yeah, it's been this road right here that we're going, this path that we're going through right now, is probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to deal with in my life. Even though I was abused as a child, and going through so much that I went through growing up, losing your brothers was probably the hardest thing for me. And I'm so thankful that I was able to get to this point right here, right now, because in the beginning, I didn't even want to go on anymore. You know, I just didn't want to even.
It was hard.
I was like, why is this happening? You know, why? But it's a reason why everything happens. But when you're going through, you don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to just crawl under a rock and not come back out.
Yeah,
but knowing that you were here, you gave me the strength to move, to keep moving forward, because I couldn't not lose you too. So I had to keep moving forward and make sure that you was okay. And I put all my being on making sure that you was fine.
And I think for me, that hardest part was being the one to deliver the news.
Ooh,
like, God. That's something that that really no, I just feel like no child should have to tell their parents that they lost another child, you know? And it's like, how do you tell them? How do you find the words to come on and be like, Mom, you just lost, you know,
I know that a child. Was hard
and
for
it
you.
it was extremely, extremely hard. I think JC was harder for me, more so than Tyra was, even though Tyra was still my younger brother and loved him dearly. It was different because with Tyrell's passing first, it brought me and JC a lot closer.
Yeah.
And I can actually say, like, he not only became my brother, but he became my best friend. And it got to the point where we couldn't do anything without being around each other. every other weekend. And to get the phone call that he had passed, that broke me. It really did. But I think I was more so angry at myself because, you know, with him falling asleep on the phone and I was the last person he spoke to on the phone, I was like, okay, maybe if I should have stayed on the phone with him a little bit longer, maybe he would have stayed awake and, you know, not, you know, fell asleep. But it lasted for, I want to say, it didn't last long for me thinking that because of how you and Dad raised us. You know, you can't dwell on things that happen because, you know, it's life and death are still hand in hand. They both go together, and you can't fault yourself because in everything there's a reason for it to happen. And
I blame myself for a lot of stuff too, for us, me and your dad splitting us. You know, maybe if I would stay with him, they would not be gone. You know, maybe things would have been different. Maybe Tyrell probably wouldn't have moved away. I blame myself for everything. But then I realized that if it was their time to go, it was their time, whether we was together or not. But it takes a long time to heal.
Yeah.
And we're still dealing with some issues that we never really talk about, never really discuss, you know. But I'm thankful right now that I can able to even talk about what we're talking about now.
Yeah, because this was,
I think it has brought us closer together, too. I mean, we've always been close, but mm-hmm. opening up, because you're never the person that opens up. You always miss tough girl. I don't have to say anything. Yeah,
get that from Dad.
So,
but I think with me not, I'm gonna say this, with not opening up, but it's just the serious part of it. Like, I don't like talking about nothing really too serious, mm-hmm. nothing too deep that could possibly
cause
make me
cry.
Like, I don't cry.
But it's good to cry though.
It is, and I think that's also something I learned from coming here to Roberta's house, because yeah. it really, some of the questions that we asked each other in sessions, and some of the things that we talked about and just listening to other people's stories, definitely like was an awakening. Like, okay, so
it really was.
I'm definitely not the only person, because even though everybody has lost someone, it's like you feel like you're the only one going through it. And even though everybody may have passed away differently, it's still, you know, somebody that you love dearly, or someone that you got close with, even, you know, through work or school, church, whatever. And you never really know if they're going to be
here.
You
always tell me, Ma, you so emotional. Why yes. are you always crying? I do. I always cry about everything. But I didn't cry that much about JC as I did Tyrell, because I think I was numb more so than anything. Because the second, when you gave me the news the second time, I was just, my body wanted to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt myself crying, but I couldn't really get it out.
Yeah.
And then when we went to the site, nobody wanted me to go at first. And I'm like, please take me there. And when we got there and we sat there, and then when all those butterflies started coming out the ground.
Oh, yeah.
In that burnt area where the car had burned up, that really, I was so amazed. And that's, to me, that was a sign of God telling us that he was at peace with him. And those moments like that really opened my eyes up to a lot of how we need to relieve ourselves of grief. Even though I held everything in, mm-hmm. even after seeing that, I still was numb mm-hmm. to the fact that I lost another son, you know? And I was mad because they weren't in the street.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't like bad kids. They weren't selling drugs. They didn't cuss their mothers out. They weren't disrespectful to, and it just was like, why, when these are good kids?
I know. I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and we were having a conversation. I was telling them that I said my mom worried about me more than she did my brothers, because I was the one that was the adventurous type. I'm leaving, don't know where I'm going, but I'll be back. Don't know when I'm coming back. Don't know how I'm getting back, but I was always up gone. And gone, just somewhere. And my brothers were the homebodies, the homemakers, wanted to just stay in the house and mm-hmm. take care of the kids and just be boring.
ain't that weird how that happened?
And I think everybody was more so worried about me than anything. And sometimes I sit and think, I'm like, it really, I mean, it's the first time I'm me saying this out loud, but I sometimes sit and be like, it should have been me gone as opposed to them, because it was a lot of stuff that I encountered and that I was just doing. I just would wake up and just go without even a second thought of what could possibly happen. Me being a woman in the cities right. and out late at night. And right. I didn't even think about, you know, none of that. It was just, I didn't care. And
they were worried. They were. Mom, Tia's crazy. She's out doing this. And I'm like, I know. I just prayed. But you always seem to come back. and cell phones wasn't really popular back then, so I couldn't get in touch with you.
No.
You know? So it was like, well, she'll call me. If I don't
it's
hear
an emergency,
she'll call
I'll
me. But they were really good, you know. Like I said, I'm thankful. Now I'm grateful that I even had an opportunity to have those two in my life. Because, boy, to think about even giving birth to them both was, like, totally opposite. Tyrell was like, I want to just yank him out myself. He was just so, he was so tiny, but yet he was so hard coming, you know, giving birth. And JC was total opposite. He was ready to come out. So it was, like, two different, even at birth, they were different. But it was just... Both of them has brought so much joy into my life in so many different ways. Nobody can ever love their children as much as I love you guys. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'm thankful that they left me some grandchildren.
I was going to say that. I was like, you got a bunch
I'm
now.
I'm thankful.
But and they all look like them.
Yeah, and I'm truly blessed today, you know, with that. And I wouldn't change it. I would change that they would be here with me longer, but if that's the way it's supposed to be, then I have to accept that. I'm still moving on, still trying to accept it. Each day I think about it, and then I look around at this world today and how men are being killed left and right, and I'm like, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Probably for taking them the way you did, because... I'd probably be worried sick right now with them
soon
being
going outside. Whether, you know, it's a tough subject, but, you know, getting stopped by the police, walking across the street, mistaken identity, you know, anything could possibly happen with them.
Man, it's hard. It's when you think about it, when you think about them being good people, it's hard. But when you think about the things of this world, the way it is right now, I pray for their boys now. You know, don't want them to end up, you know, being in a position or the situation where they can't get out. So.
Right, because Jaden's in middle school now, so it's gonna be really, really tough for him. And I think for Jaden and Jada, it's a little bit harder because they never got an opportunity to.
Actually
know
meet
him
different.
And meet him.
Yeah.
And
well, how does your children feel about this?
Well,
Kendall was really close to.
She talks about him all the time. And I think when Kendall starts talking about him, that's probably like one of the few times that I do get emotional and start crying, because she has such a strong bond with JC, and it was like, I've never seen a uncle and niece with such a strong connection before. I mean, I didn't have that connection with my uncles, but they were old, so it's okay. I probably connect with them more now because I'm an adult. But as a kid, I mean, Kendall was his baby, just like his kids were my babies.
Right,
I mean, you want to switch?
I remember when she was born and he called her bobblehead. Oh, gosh, she was so upset about that for a long... It was like she actually knew what a bobblehead was, and she was a baby. But she did not.
She did not
she
like
was so
that.
Upset with him.
It was about a week. He could go back and get older. But since then, they got really, really, really close. And they're... his kids, you know, Kendall's cousins, they were all, like, inseparable. They
so how does Kendall feel about him not being there?
Every day. It's really hard for her. It's really hard for her. She tries to do other things. Excuse me. She tries to do other things to kind of take her mind off of, but every once in a while, if she's just sitting looking, she'll bring up a story or think of something that he, you know, said to her, or something that they played, or even a movie that they watch. There's certain movies and cartoons that they watch. They're like, oh, I used to watch this with Uncle all the time. And then, you know, then she started crying, and I'm crying, and everybody in the whole house is crying. I'm like, oh, okay, All right, let's. Well, you want to keep watching or you want to change it?
So this is really for her. This is really hard. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it's harder for her than it is for Bria.
Yeah. Well, Bria was still, you know, baby. Like she was still just beginning to getting to know him.
Yeah.
And I don't think she really fully understands what's going on, but. With everything that happened with Bria, with her surgery and everything, I think I couldn't have asked for anybody other than, you know, besides you and Dad, how supportive he was during that time. Like, he would leave work and then come straight to the house. And
well, what happened to Bria?
When she was about 7 months old, she was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. Mm. And... in that she was hospitalized for about almost a month. And they did a lot of testing, and with that she ended up losing her hearing, and she had lost a lot of muscle mass and things like that. So it was a lot of therapy involved, and she had a major surgery at 9 months where she had to get the cochlear implant for her right ear. And she's 6 years old now, and you would never think that that she even went through anything. But with the amount of surgeries and the therapies that she had to get, like occupational physical therapy, speech therapy, it was a hard road. But, you know, with JC being there, he definitely
helped. I was going to say, he supported you, too.
He helped a lot with that, whether it was rides to doctor's appointments. And I know he was tired because he worked a lot too, and he's you know, with his kids, and it was never a no with him.
Wow.
And and it was the same way with me and him. Like if he needed me, it was always okay, when do you need me? It was never, oh, let me move some stuff around, or let me see what I can do. It was always, okay, I'm on my way, or, you know, give me about an hour, I'll be there.
Wow.
It was never a no. And I know that's something that we both got from you. it was never a no.
Can never say no, right?
But with the situation with Bria, like, I really wish she could have, you know, got a chance to see her now. Because she would, oh, my goodness. Like, I know she feels it, and I know she gets emotional when Kendall talks about him.
Yeah.
And when she sees pictures of him holding her and stuff, but she still really didn't get a chance to have a bond with him.
Right, like Kendall had.
Yeah. I still wish they all could have met Uncle Tyrell, though.
Yes,
that was the goofball. he was the prankster.
Jokes of everybody. He really was.
Remember when he hid in the refrigerator?
Oh, my goodness.
He hid in the refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness, that young man.
And was just... one of his friends were at the house, and he was supposed to open the refrigerator and it was so he could yell, eat me, but Dad opened it up instead. And it was hilarious. Like, he literally just, like, threw him out of the refrigerator. Like, what are you doing? Snatched and threw him out of the refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was the funniest thing ever.
He was just sitting in there?
Just sitting. He took the shelf out.
Oh, my God.
He cleared the food out.
I was going to say, where'd the food go?
He cleared the food out and put everything, like, on the top shelf and then took the bottom two shelves out.
Oh,
and then it was, like, the bigger stuff, like the milk and stuff, he put on the, you know how the washing machine was beside the refrigerator? He put it beside the refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness.
Hid in there. And I'm like, okay, you took, like, at least a good 30 minutes to clear everything out and then move the shelves and get in there.
Wow.
And I don't even know how long he sat in there. Like, do you know you could have froze to death? Like, how long? And it just happened Dad got up and wanted to make a sandwich.
And where was everybody at?
Well, I was sitting outside on the porch. You know, as soon as you walk out the doors, me and Tori were sitting right there.
These children did some crazy things.
JC, it was JC and Tyra. They were in the living room, and I think you had gone somewhere. You think you went to the grocery store with Grandma?
Probably.
And Dad came out to get some. I think he made a sandwich or something. But it was the funniest thing. All I heard was If you remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when Uncle Phil used to throw Jeffrey out
the door.
That's what it looked like. He just tossed him. That's all I heard was, ah. What is that?
That's funny.
And all I heard was, I don't know what's wrong with that boy. I can't deal with this. I'm going back in the room. Wait till your mother get here. I can't deal with this. No, go on outside. That's all I heard. I was like, what is
goodness.
Going on?
That's funny.
And all I heard is JC and Tyree running outside laughing. Like, what in the world happened? Like, Tyrell sat in the refrigerator.
He took all that time to do something like that. For what? Oh, my goodness. So that's one of your favorite moments, too, huh?
That was the funniest right there.
You wasn't even there, but you got a kick out of that.
Oh, just to hear it, because it was always something. It was always something, playing pranks.
I remember you telling somebody about the water.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. When they set the water on fire. They poured kerosene on the pond and then lit it.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was, like, the most dangerous. And it was, you know, that one tree that hangs over, yeah, like, that old tree that hanged over in the pond?
I was like,
that's going to catch on fire. Like, the fire just went straight up.
Wow.
But I tell you,
So you got a lot of memories with your brothers.
Yes. Childhood. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it's one of those, you wouldn't believe it unless you were there. It's like almost a combination of Little Rascals, Sandlot, and... Little Rascal, Sandlot, and the Mighty Ducks. That's what I felt like. that's what it was like growing up. Wow. With those combinations right there. And I'm talking about like the original Little Rascals, like the black and white, Little Rascals. That's what it was like growing up.
Wow.
I used to be like, when y'all wake up in the morning, what is it that you think about doing? Like, you just like, oh, we're just gonna. Think, get into something
that's why
today.
They do, like, they're not brain. Thinking.
Just go. Just like, what are you doing? Like, one of the day we it was snowing and you dared us. Now that I think about it, to go outside. Who could stand outside the longest with no coat on? It was like no coat, no shoes. Like, who could stand outside the longest? Who could go the furthest?
See, y'all was preparing y'all for the polar games.
Yeah, but we never got sick.
No,
we never got sick doing it. So it was like. Of course, I always won because they just...
You won everything. Sensitive. You won the hot sauce competition.
Yeah. That was money involved.
They would get so mad because you would win everything. She cheating. How's she cheating?
We all sitting right here.
So, now that we're thinking about it, I must have blocked a lot of stuff out of my mind, a lot of memories, because I thought memories was going to be hurtful. To remember things, it's like, I guess I got it mixed up. I'm thinking memories will be hurtful because I don't want to remember those days because they're not here, right. Which is backwards because if I remember them, they're helpful. They're going to get me through. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here while you talking about that, start remember a lot more stuff because I guess I blocked it out.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that. Thank you for talking about this and opening up my mind so that I can be better and I can heal. Wow, I never thought about that until just now. Wow, I blocked a lot of stuff out of my head.
Yeah, and then I feel like I'm the opposite. The memories helped me. It's stuff now that I come across that I know that they would like that hurts me because I can't send it. Like, we had a very strange sense of humor.
Yeah, y'all did. So I wouldn't understand it.
Certain stuff that I see on YouTube or Facebook or, you know, Instagram or something that I know that they would get a kick out of.
I know you and JC used to do that a lot. And I'd be like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know. You would never know that. I'm like, right, I don't.
Like, just sit and just laugh. And it's hard because... Now I feel like I don't have anybody to send it to. Because, nobody else really shares.
Yeah, I'm slow.
Yeah. It's okay. Even when it comes to like, Marvel and comic books, like, I have friends who are into it, but they don't understand
the way we did.
So, that was...
Yeah, well, I can see that being... A milestone, or how you call it, trying to get through that. Mine is, I'll never get to see them get married. You know, Tyrell was just getting ready to plan his wedding when he got killed. And I know JC, that's one of the things he wanted so much is to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things are probably the hardest for me because I always wanted to see them marrying you. I don't even know what's going to happen. I'm trying to push you in that direction. You haven't gone that way yet.
I get nervous. Like, maybe.
But I would love to see now because I know that they would have, they love dressing up. That's all I could say.
And the craziest thing is that was the day that I got married or the day that they got married, we actually had a deal that I was supposed to do. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, you probably don't remember. So whoever.
Yeah. Whoever they got, never heard you.
Right.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of a weird
thing. Yeah, I had some weird stuff.
But whoever.
That made no sense.
No, either when I got married or when they got married. After the ceremony, I was supposed to fart.
Oh my gosh!
Because they never heard.
Crazy. He's like, Mom, she don't do it. I'm like, everybody does. We ain't never heard it. Just because you haven't heard it doesn't mean she don't do it. Yeah, I remember that. Y'all made some crazy bets. Oh my goodness, that's even embarrassed to say over the radio. My goodness. Wow.
Oh, I actually forgot about it till it is now.
But anyway, y'all, I really, really wish that I could have seen him, but I guess not. So you have to make it up.
You got 8 grandkids.
I got 9. You 9? Left out one.
Who?
I have 9 grandchildren. JC got 4.
Tyra got 2. I got 2.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
I added one. I wanted one more.
Yeah, I see.
Time for you to get me one.
No. Oh, no.
I'm shooting for 10.
Oh, no. Well, I guess I'm the only one who doesn't have boys.
Right. So you got to give me a boy.
I got a girl and a boy, and I'm stuck with 2 girls that act like them.
JC got 2 boys and 2 girls.
No, I'm just saying I'm the only one without.
Okay, well, yeah, you got 2 girls, but Bria makes up for it. Bria makes up for it. So, moving forward.
Yes.
Where do you feel?
Actually, I feel, each day I feel better. I get a little bit more strength to talk about it. And it's actually hilarious because I have pictures of them all in my phone. So when guys like try to get my number and stuff like
no,
that, when I open my phone, they see him. So and they're like, "Oh, is that your dude?" And I kind of get defensive. I'm like, "No, that's my brother." Like, and then I end up telling them like, "I lost my brothers and I hear anymore." And then they're like, "Oh,
because I'm a sorry. Lot of guys Oops. Don't see pictures of girls. Girls don't carry pictures of their brothers. Girls don't have True. Pictures of their brothers in their phone. Who does that?"
I do. They're my screensaver and my
they probably saying, "Oh, she's just saying it because she don't want to give me her number or something like that."
But after I tell them the story, yeah. and then I feel like that parent who goes, "Oh, would you like to see pictures of my kids?" And I go back and I'm pulling out pictures and showing them of you know of all of us, and it's like, "Oh, she's telling the truth."
Well, I thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much because you opened up a lot of. Like I said, you open up the area in my life that I didn't think that was there, especially the memories thing. You know, memories help. I thought they were hurtful, but thank you.
We found ourselves laughing a lot because of those.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find myself laughing now a lot crazy. More than
crazy I stuff. Was.